This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The Power of Truth by William George Jordan, published in 1902. Gratitude is being thankful and then turning that feeling into action. It is the instinctive radiation of justice, giving new life and energy to the individual from whom it emanates. It is the heart's recognition of kindness that the lips cannot repay. Gratitude never counts its payments. It realizes that no debt of kindness can ever be outlawed, ever be canceled, ever paid in full. Gratitude ever feels the insignificance of its installments, ingratitude the nothingness of the debt. Gratitude is the flowering of the seed of kindness. Ingratitude is the dead inactivity of a seed dropped on a stone. The expectation of gratitude is human, while rising superior to ingratitude is almost divine. To desire recognition of our acts of kindness, and to hunger for appreciation and a return of good for good, is natural. But we never rise to the dignity of true living until we have the courage that dares to face ingratitude calmly, and to pursue our course unchanged, when our good works meet with thanklessness or disdain. A person should have only one court of appeals as to their actions. Not what will be the result, or how will it be received, but is it right? Then you should live your life in harmony with this standard alone, serenely, bravely, loyally, and unfalteringly, making right for right's sake, both your ideal and your inspiration. We should be like the great sun itself, which ever radiates light, warmth, life, and power, because it cannot help doing so, because these qualities fill the heart of the sun. And for it to have them means that it must give them constantly. Let the sunlight of our sympathy, tenderness, love, appreciation, influence, and kindness ever go out from us as a glow to brighten and hearten others. It is hard to see those who have shared the days of our prosperity flee suddenly when misfortune darkens our doorway. To see the loyalty upon which we would have staked our life crack and splinter like thin glass at the first real test. To know that the fire of friendship has turned to cold, dead, gray ashes, where warmth is but a haunting memory. But no matter how the ingratitude stings us, we should just swallow the sob, stifle the tear, smile serenely and bravely, and seek to forget. In justice to ourselves, we should not permit the ingratitude of a few to make us condemn the whole world. We pay too much tribute to a few bad apples, when we let their wrongdoing paralyze our faith in humanity. It is a lie of the cynic that says all people are ungrateful, which is a companion lie to everyone has their price. We must trust humanity if we will get good from humanity. The person who thinks all humankind is vile is a pessimist who mistakes their introspection for observation. They look into their own heart and think they see the world. They are like the cross-eyed, never seeing what they seem to be looking at. Confidence and credit are the cornerstones of business, as they are of society. Withdraw them from business, and the enterprises of the world would stop in an instant, topple and fall into chaos. Withdraw confidence in humanity, and we become but a breathing, selfish egotist, working overtime in nursing our petty grudges against the world, because a few whom we had favored have been ungrateful. If a person receives a counterfeit dollar, they do not straightaway lose their faith in all money. If we have a run of 3 or 4 days of gloomy weather, we do not say, "The sun no longer exists. There are surely no more bright days to come in the whole calendar of time." If we find under a tree an apple with a suspicious-looking hole on one side, we do not condemn the whole orchard. We simply confine our criticism to that apple. But when we have helped someone who later is ungrateful, we often say plaintively, our voice full of injury, "I have learned my lesson. This is the last time I will have faith in anyone. I did this for them and that for them, and not a word of thanks." Then we unroll a long list of favors, carefully itemized and added up, till it seems the payroll of a great city. We complain of the injustice of one person, and yet we are willing to be unjust to the whole world, making it bear the punishment of the wrong of a single individual. There is too much vicarious suffering already on this earth of ours, without this Lilliputian attempt to extend it by syndicating one person's ingratitude. If one person robs a bank, it is not absolute justice to send the whole world to jail. Remember that the farmer does not expect every seed that they sow to fall on good ground and bring forth a harvest. They are perfectly certain that this will not be so, and cannot be. They are counting on the final outcome of many seeds, on the harvest of all, rather than the harvest of one. If you really want gratitude, and must have it, be willing to make many people your debtors. The more unselfish, charitable, and exalted the life and mission of the individual, the larger indeed will be the number of instances of ingratitude that must be met and vanquished. Ingratitude is manifest in 3 degrees of intensity in the world. The first phase, the simplest and most common, is that of a thoughtless thanklessness. The second phase of ingratitude is forceful denial. And the third phase of ingratitude is treachery, where selfishness grows vindictive. These 3, thanklessness, denial, and treachery, run the gamut of ingratitude. And the first leads to the second, and the second prepares the way for the third. We must ever tower high above depending on human gratitude, or we can do nothing really great, nothing truly noble. The expectation of gratitude is the alloy of an otherwise virtuous act. It ever dulls the edge of even our best actions. Most people look at gratitude as a protective tariff on virtues. The person who is weakened in well-doing by the ingratitude of others is serving humanity on a salary basis. They are a hired soldier, not a volunteer. They should be honest enough to see that they are working for a reward, and that, like a child, they are doing good for a bonus. They are really regarding their kindness and good deeds as moral stock they are willing to hold, only so long as it pays dividends. There is in such living always a touch of the pose. It is waiting for the applause of the gallery. What we should do is let the consciousness of doing right, of living up to our ideals, be our reward and stimulus. Or life will become to us but a series of failures, sorrows, and disappointments. Much of the seeming ingratitude in life is because we often magnify our own acts while minifying the acts of others. We often feel that wondrous gratitude is due us, though we were in no way the inspiration of the success we survey with such a feeling of pride. A chance introduction given by us on the street may, through an infinity of circumstances, make our friend a millionaire. Thanks may be due us for the introduction, but maybe not, for it might have been unavoidable. So surely we err when we expect our friend to be meekly grateful to us for their subsequent millions. The essence of true kindness lies in the grace with which it is performed. Some people seem to discount all gratitude, almost make it impossible, by the way in which they grant favors. They make you feel so small, so mean, so inferior. Your cheeks burn with indignation at the acceptance of the boon you seek by their hands. You feel it is like a bone thrown at a dog, instead of a quick sympathetic gesture, the pleasure of one friend who has been favored with the opportunity to be of service to another. Let us forget the good deeds we have done, by making them seem small in comparison with the greater things we are doing, and the still greater acts we hope to do. This is true generosity, and will develop gratitude in the soul of those whom we have helped. But constantly reminding someone of the favors they have received from you almost cancels the debt. The care of the statistics should be the other person's privilege. You are usurping their prerogative when you recall them. Merely because it has been your good fortune to be able to serve someone, you should not act as if you held a mortgage on their immortality and expect them to swing the bell of adulation forever in your presence. That which often seems to us to be ingratitude may be merely our own ignorance of the subtle phases of human nature. Sometimes a person's heart is so full of thankfulness that they cannot speak, and in the very intensity of their appreciation, mere words seem to them paltry, petty, and inadequate. And thus the depth of the silent eloquence is misunderstood. Sometimes the consciousness of their inability to repay develops a strange pride, a determination to say nothing until the opportunity for which they are waiting enables them to show their gratitude. No good act performed in the world ever dies. Science tells us that no atom of matter can ever be destroyed, that no force once started ever ends. It merely passes through a multiplicity of ever-changing phases. Every good deed done to others is a great force that starts an unending pulsation through time and eternity. We may not know it. We may never hear word of gratitude or of recognition, but it will all come back to us in some form, as naturally, as perfectly, as inevitably, as an echo answers to sound. Perhaps not as we expect it, how we expect it, nor where, but sometime, somehow, somewhere, it comes back. As the dove that Noah sent from the ark returned with its green leaf of revelation. Let us conceive of gratitude in its largest, most beautiful sense, that if we receive any kindness, we are the debtor, not merely to one individual, but to the whole world. As we are each day indebted to thousands for the comforts, joys, consolations, and blessings of life, let us realize that it is only by kindness to all that we can begin to repay the debt to one, and begin to make gratitude the atmosphere of all our living and actions, rather than in mere thoughts alone. Let us see the awful cowardice and the injustice of ingratitude. Not to take it too seriously in others, not to condemn it too severely, but merely to banish it forever from our own lives, and to make every hour of our living the radiation of the sweetness of gratitude.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender bone-in pork back ribs for $3.49 a pound with your card. Then get 16-ounce packages of juicy strawberries for $1.99 with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.